USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama is excited to announce the sign-up for the Gulf of Mexico Initiative, as resource conservationist John Curtis adds that there has been an expansion in those eligible.
In Baldwin County, Alabama, we've kind of grown every year. First, we had the Upper Fish River, and then last year we added the Middle Fish River. So this year we're moving on down, we're going to add the Lower Fish River. So anybody in those watersheds in Baldwin County is eligible for the Gulf of Mexico Initiative. And we also, again, in Escambia County, Alabama, have Canoe Creek, Perdido Creek in Escambia eligible again this year for the Gulf of Mexico Initiative.
Curtis reminds producers that the main focus of the initiative is water quality.
And it's looking at cropland. We've got a lot of large gullies in those areas, and we'd like to treat those gullies, you know, to contain that water, to let it filter out before it moves on downstream. So we're still doing anything on cropland, cover crops, conservation tillage, doing gully treatment, terraces, sediment basins. In some instances, there'll be critical area treatment. We're planting highly eroded areas, even some tree planting on some areas that, we can't get to that aren't cropland, that are causing the erosion, you know, in these gullies and these watersheds. But we want this to, you know, promote water quality as well, especially there in Baldwin County. You get a lot of that going into Mobile Bay, and there's a lot of agriculture in these areas, and that's kind of the focus of the Gulf of Mexico Initiative.
Interested landowners are encouraged to visit the Alabama NRCS website at al.nrcs.usda.gov to view maps of the announced watersheds. Julie Magpeak with Southeast AgNet.